Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Very, V-A-R-Y, Necessary Podcast.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Why the dry? Hey.
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 Because it's dry outdoors.
It ain't dry. It's a little chilly.
Boy, let me tell you something. It's pollen season.
It is pollen.
Y'all already know what I sound like today. And, baby, I prayed for rain this week because it just, the pollen was taking over. And look, it rained the night. It rained the night that I actually prayed for it.
You sound stuffy.
Boy, I was sitting up there like David Ruffin in the bed the next morning. Oh, I wish it would rain. Boy, David Ruffin is, oh God. What,
which one's it? Which one was it? It says, they said, Rangers, oh.
That's five
nice,
heartbeats.
That's, oh, nice, that's five
nice
heartbeats.
Like this. That's
nice,
five heartbeats.
Nice like this. I wish raindrops.
What?
Oh.
That's Eddie Kane.
Eddie Kane. I get them two mixed
that's
up.
Eddie
okay.
Kane.
Okay. I think Five Heartbeats play off of the Temptations because if you think about it, Eddie Kane reminded you so much of David Ruffin. And then, you know, it was a male group and they were, you know,
I think it was so tumultuous. Group, right?
Who?
Five Heartbeats.
They were, but they were not called the Five Heartbeats.
Right.
Oh. But they were based off of a group. But I think every male group back in that day kind of had a David Ruffin and an Eddie Kane.
So who was the David? So who was the David Ruffin in New Edition? Bobby Brown?
Bobby Brown?
Yes.
Bobby?
Come on now.
Bobby.
You know, I had to rewatch that the other day. I was like, why did they keep him? And why they kept asking him to come back? Because Bobby is still wrecking havoc to this day. Like, they just did
calm down now.
No, they've just done a tour not too long ago. And I think he did maybe two or three shows and then showed
the
freak out.
So this last tour, I think he did half of the shows. The first tour.
Yes.
And because he can't. He just can't.
He's just tired.
Physically, he cannot.
He's fat.
So it's not about the drugs anymore. It's about the fatigueness.
Yes. And if you go to the concert, he'll do like every other song.
I mean, the last concert that I saw him in Columbia, I mean, he was done.
He was struggling.
But
he did no wardrobe changes.
But if you but let me tell you who's the strength of that group.
BBD.
BBD.
Because BBD literally dances and sings the entire set. Except for when Johnny comes on.
I mean,
but they do BBD.
Johnny was kind of winded. He was kind of winded.
Because he getting... Johnny fucking what, 75?
He's not 75.
He was older than them, but he's not 75.
Yes, he was always older than 65. Everyone. I don't think he's 65. He's leaning, so New Edition is like mid-50s. I think he's headed to like 58, 59. Because he was always
58. He will be 59 May 22nd.
I told you.
Okay.
Look at that. Because they're in like 54, 55
range. Okay, we're rounding, so he's almost 60.
Okay.
Yeah. So
we do 55, 60, 65, 70. So he's in the 60s club.
Yeah.
We're going to round him
up.
I
don't like
You don't like rounding?
No.
You like exact? Okay.
I'm a little older.
You know, when you was younger, you wanted to round that thing off, but now...
Yeah, let's do exact because I'm young. So,
I will say that. So what do you say? You say you mid forties, or you say
I'm mid forties?
Girl, bye.
I'm mid forties too.
Y'all ain't shit.
The rules do not apply to me. But go ahead.
It must be a 79 thing. I don't know.
79 was a great year.
Yeah. Okay. 76 was too.
Like, I claim myself as a 70s baby, but I'm really an 80s baby. But what? I claim myself as a 70s. I'm a 70s baby because I'm born in the 70s.
So you're a 70s baby.
But, you know, mentally, physically, you know.
So we're on that cusp. We were born in the 70s, but raised in the 80s.
Yes.
Yes. So we identify.
Yes.
Because that's what we remember.
Yes.
Well, I'm a 70s.
Girl,
I'm a mid 70s baby.
What? But you act like you a 60s baby.
I do. I act like a little old lady, but yet Hold on.
Drinking coffee there, at 3, eating cheese at
drinking ma'am, on 10. I was 7, damn it.
Eating peppermints at 1.
Baby, I have been I've been drinking coffee off a spoon.
See, it's all in how you raise. See, if you was raised like a little old lady, then here's my thing. Even kids now, y'all see the little boy on TikTok. I think his name is Savon. But he was telling
the mama, love him.
You're so beautiful. I think you're so beautiful. Well, he's older now, right? But he has been raised like a little old man. So he don't eat street food. He not like mm-mm. other kids who, can you give me some nuggets and fries? Mm-mm. This nigga really want
hot stove food.
He want stove food. Oh. He want rice and gravy.
Oh, beans.
Neck bones, beans. Right.
Okay. Like, chicken wings.
That's dinner to him.
He want hot stove food.
And when he dresses, puts his clothes on, he want to wear a button-up shirt and some jeans. Suit. And yeah. So I think it's all in how you're raised. I was raised like a little old lady. I was raised around a bunch of little old ladies.
Oh, so he wear undershirts and
I feel everybody should wear undershirts, ma'am.
Yeah.
Until after Easter.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Keep the cold, how your grandma said, keep the cold out your chest.
Because you know there's going to be an after Easter snap. It's going to get cold one more time, so keep that undershirt on.
I didn't used to wear undershirts. I was against it, but you know, I got an undershirt on today.
Oh, yeah, because you old now.
Yes, baby.
Yeah.
Your mama didn't make you wear undershirts?
My mom, when I was little, but as I started dressing myself, I didn't wear.
Well, you got grown. Mm-hmm. You know now, in that old age.
That cold hit your chest.
Get that pleurisy up in your chest. Then what you going to do? It don't take but one time
for you to get the pleurisy.
You'll find out what it mean when you get it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Be around there coughing up your whole life.
And then taking Creamotion and all that shit.
Look, be like, yeah, damn, was that cold from 1983 that I just coughed up?
Yeah, that's it.
How did Chris Brown say? Them residuals,
boy. Ooh. Speaking of residuals, did y'all hear what's his name? R. Kelly version of residuals.
How the hell R. Kelly make a residuals in jail?
Because he's R. Kelly.
He did it from the phone.
The track was already laid.
I mean, he just had to sing over it.
I mean, should we? I mean, that says
like
it all.
And then, like, he had to make the track.
I'm done.
I ain't gonna lie though, it was like the best one though.
He want to know where his residuals going.
Wait.
I mean, think about it. The man's calling from a cell phone from the Feb. I mean,
he want to know where his residuals and who is taking it.
Shit wasn't that bad. I ain't gonna lie.
Chris Brown did that when he made that song.
But of course,
because everybody wants. I mean, if it's fitting,
so
it is very fitting.
I would say I don't know. I can't really gauge from the residuals, but I'm gonna say one that I really did like, Mario. I think he's a very underrated artist. Like, Mario don't get his flowers. Mario is a singer, honey. Mario is an entertainer. I just think, you know how sometimes when you're in the music business, they always give you the bullshit songs that you can't really like.
So he hadn't really had a good breakout.
Right.
All right.
And I think Chris Brown has been so successful. I mean, he's Christopher Maurice Brown.
I mean,
yes.
I love Chris Brown.
I do too. But I also think they have fed Chris Brown like winners. And I think, you know how sometimes you've watched documentaries where people will say, oh, this song was written for so-and-so, but it was passed down to me.
Yes.
And this is how it became a hit or whatever. So I think Mario is one of those people where Chris Brown might have passed some songs down to him, but he never really got... Like, he has a song called Crown and Diamonds. I love that song. It's a good song. But I just think he hadn't found his mojo yet.
Mario, you don't think so?
No. He could be bigger. He could have way. I don't know about dance-wise because I've never really seen him dance. But in the studio... He holds his own on that microphone. I'm sorry.
I just think he had bad management.
I think he had bad management and bad song selection.
I think he had bad management and bad writers.
Yeah.
I don't think it's him himself, because like you said, he has a great voice.
Right.
I think he can hold his own. I just think he had just a bad team.
Mm-hmm.
He just didn't have the right circle to get him
out there. Who else y'all think is like a really good artist, but they just don't? It's almost like Teedra Moses.
Oh, yeah.
Teedra Moses
is
a singer. Teedra Moses is an entertainer. But Teedra Moses, we looking on the outside looking in now. She has 100% royalties to her music because of the way she has marketed herself. So she probably has more money than the more famous women because of how she's done her production of her music. But she's one that I feel like has also been passed over, who's a phenomenal singer.
But we got to look at it deeper because mm-hmm. Just think about all the singers that are out there, singers, right, male and female. It got to be more to it for a selection to make it and the more of them not to make it. Like, what makes a subset of people to make it and this group not to make it? Like, what are the ones that are not making it? What are they not doing to not make it versus the ones that are making it? What are they doing? Because something just is not adding up to me, because Teedra is talented.
Right.
She has the look.
It's the marketing.
It's more to, it's like somebody ain't selling their soul right.
That part.
And also too, they might deem her as not being easy to work with because
she's so independent.
Boundaries. Yeah. She has her boundaries. She has her independence. And bullshit's not gonna fly.
She ain't sleeping with the right person.
That part.
You know,
that
it's
part.
Like, it's something, or she, I think about like the Diana, not knocking Diana Ross or whatever, mm-hmm. but I'm thinking about back in the day, like the Motowns and, you know, artists like a Diana Ross, where you got to the top with the execs and you, you know, pretty much made your way up there to be that person to claim your way to fame, and you put your stamp on it, and then it's like you made your, now you're there. It's like,
I'm gonna give you a good example. What happened with Jaguar Wright?
Mm.
Think about it. She was a phenomenal singer, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it was just certain shit Jaguar Wright, and she knows everything about everybody, because Jaguar Wright was a background singer before she was an actual singer. Right. So she knows like so much, and that's why she's able to go, you know, confidently on camera and tell these stories. However, why was she never able to break out like phenomenally like she could have with her talent? She wasn't willing to do, she wasn't ready to sign a Death Row record deal where, hey, we tell you how to walk, talk, move, and then we gonna give you these songs, you know, to make yourself super successful. So,
yeah, it's just a lot. It's just a lot. I think it's just a lot of red tape that you got to cross.
You have to play their game.
Their game.
Right.
Not your game.
Right.
Their game.
So I think going back to Mario, I just feel like it's just things that he probably wasn't willing to do, or it probably wasn't the right timing for him.
Right. Speaking of people playing the game right and Residuals, when Latasha Scott did her version of Residuals, where she...
I liked it.
I did too.
Mm-hmm. I like
that. And I think that was an outpouring of her saying, I might not have done everything right. I think that was an apology in a sense, but it was also kind of like, I'm ready to tell my side of the story, and I'm ready to make amends.
See, I hadn't followed her story to find out what happened in that group. I didn't even know it was that bad.
So
I didn't know.
Back to Candy.
It was a lot.
Candy was the Diana Ross of the Supremes. Candy was the Diana Ross to the Escape. Candy was fucking Jermaine, right?
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm.
So pretty much, yeah, they had an issue with Candy getting her way or being able to, you know.
But Candy wasn't the lead singer.
Everybody was a lead singer in Escape. Everybody was, if you think about it. Now, Latasha got the majority of the songs because she was the strongest voice in Escape. But if you think about it, all four of them can hold their own in the studio. They're all singers in their own right. And technically,
Candy is the weakest.
Yeah. But think about how many parts of a song that Candy has been allowed to sing. Candy might have been the weaker singer, but if you want to look back on it, Candy's mama is the one who put that group together and marketed them
and got them to Jermaine. She made sure her daughter had some parts.
Correct. Mm-hmm. But also, Candy dealing with Jermaine also gave her that footing to always, like, you going to have a part in this. You're going to have a solo part in here. And he helped her with her solo career. Because, you know, she had a couple of little songs.
Yeah.
Now, I ain't going to lie. Candy did have, like, one or two little songs that I did like. But that's about it.
I can't remember them.
If I hear them, I know them.
Yeah. Like it ain't many.
She had a lot of some features.
Yeah, some features. She did. Yeah, she did some features, and she did a couple of albums. She got a song. No. So Candy has a song called "Me and You." Yeah, I fucking love that song.
Yeah, I do know that.
Maybe
one.
If I hear it, but it's most definitely not on the playlist.
That came out like mid early 2000s.
Yeah, and You was a nice song. Yeah, I will say that. And you and that with E-40.
Yeah,
that's my shit.
Yeah.
You know,
even when I'll even say this,
that monkey,
even when Candy you know what, even when Candy was in The Shy, I don't know if any of y'all,
I didn't watch The Shy,
honey,
I don't remember that either. I watched The Shy.
So Candy was Duda's wife on The Shy, and I didn't think at first Candy could act well because I'd seen her in a couple of like Tubi movies, but she played that damn part in The Shy. I'm not mad at her. I can't remember what her name was, but she was Duda's wife, and she was a force. So hats off to Candy for that. But I will say, we still don't know the background as to did Latasha get kicked out of Escape? Did she walk away? But I know there was some feelings. And so when you having sex with it's just like Diana Ross with Berry Gordy. You could kind of write your ticket if you fucking management, right?
Yeah.
Not only was she having sex with him, but she had a whole baby with Berry Gordy.
Yeah, she did.
So.
Job security.
Right. And Berry Gordy helped her become an actress. Mahogany, Lady Sings the Blues. Yeah,
they're terrible.
The Wiz. Right.
And believe it or not, she was not slotted to play in The Wiz. She took that from Stephanie Mills because of Berry Gordy.
Right.
Ooh, backstabber.
Yes. Stephanie Mills was originally slated to play in
The
Wiz.
These people hate that woman
because
in the industry.
She was playing it on Broadway. But Diana said, mm-mm, I want that. They said, no, Diana, you can't have it. You're too old for the part. Berry said she could have it. So she did.
Ooh, Diana. Dirty Diana.
See, learned something today, didn't you?
I did.
Here's my thing.
Is that why they named the Dirty Diana?
I don't think that was directed towards her per se, but it definitely didn't help.
Ooh.
Cause now we're gonna associate that with her.
Yes.
But I will say this for the women who gotta fuck their way up to the top. If your coochie is that good to where you can do it, hey, by all means, I've seen because I've seen women do more for less.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you can put yourself in a situation.
How y'all said Mario coin that thing? What you call that? Coin? What they call Mario coins? How y'all say that thing?
If knock the Mario coins.
Knock the Mario coins at that thing, girl. Ding, ding.
I mean, we like to pass judgment. What's the new thing we do? We
listen
but
we don't
judge.
Yes.
I am one of those people. I mean, hell, I believe they should make prostitution legal. While Trump and Elon out here making all these damn changes, hell, y'all might as well go head on and make prostitution legal, too. I mean, if a woman wanted to sell her body, let her sell it.
Listen, the way they going, you need to do it. Seriously.
But if you can put yourself in a situation to where you can grow and do better and have access to different means through that.
Oh, I thought you were about to say access to different means.
That too. Hell, but I'm not the one who's going to judge you. I'm not the one who's going to say, oh, you ain't shit because you slept your way to the top. Because I know a lot of women, if they had the opportunity to sleep their way to the top, they probably wouldn't be that judgmental. And they probably would do it too.
So you think it should be legal like it is in those other countries, like in Australia, like where you literally can use it as your employment to buy a house and buy a car? Like, it's a literal job.
Yes.
I mean, just think about it. People are doing it now.
Right.
And they're not benefiting from it. So at least you can benefit from it
in
if you're doing
it. In other countries, as long as I show that I am making normal deposits based off of this business that I have, which I am my business, I can get anything just like I got a regular job.
Yeah. I think, pay me what, okay. Look at strippers in Atlanta. You have to have a permit.
You have to have a license. You do.
You have to have a permit to strip.
You have to go get a license. You have to go apply. Like,
even here?
No. In Georgia, you know it's illegal here.
To strip is illegal?
In South Carolina?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So why we got strip clubs?
They not real strip
clubs. They illegal.
Girl, stop.
They not.
Wait a minute.
We do not have
real.
We do not have a Magic City or Strokers or
no Blue Flame.
Yeah, we don't have that here.
So we got fake strippers here?
No,
it's either fake or illegal.
We did not say they're illegal.
Oh, alleged strippers. Wannabe strippers.
I wouldn't say alleged.
We're going to say club dancers.
Yeah. We have
go-go dancers.
We
have go-go dancers.
Yeah. That sometimes go in the private room.
With air quotes beside it.
Yeah, that sometimes go in the private room and take it all off and do some other things.
Girl, you ain't no stripper.
For some change.
Girl, you ain't no stripper.
Well,
I bet you ain't no stripper.
I wouldn't allow anybody to...
You a go-go dancer.
I wouldn't allow anybody to call me a stripper anyway. I want to be an exotic... I'm going to be an exotic dancer, or I'm going to be a pole performer.
I would prefer to be an exotic performer.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Because I ain't just no stripper. I'm going to offer...
That really tickled you.
Yes.
Oh.
Because some people will argue that I'm a stripper. Girl, you ain't no stripper. Go on, sit down. What are you stripping at?
Well, number one,
I'm
going to look at you sideways if you just proud to just throw it out like, I'm a stripper. Well, maybe you are.
I'm like, y'all selling chicken wings over there? Because
that's like somebody.
Those are the best chicken wings around. Yeah.
Yes,
strip clubs have the best chicken wings, period.
What?
Did y'all not see the reel that I put out with all the 5 strip clubs with all of the fine dining experiences?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I'm going on a strip club
food tour
when I go to Atlanta, and I have me a minute to go around to all of them. But back to what I'm saying. So would you rather, if you were a prostitute, would you rather call yourself a prostitute or would you rather call yourself an escort?
I mean, escort sounds more, you know, classy.
Exactly.
It sounds classier.
It's a charm.
So if you're a stripper, why would you just not call yourself, I'm an exotic dancer? Or I'm an entertainer.
Yeah.
I'm an adult entertainer.
Yes.
Hey, what does blue-eyed Kayla call herself?
I don't know.
Like, what is her title?
I'm an AE.
You're an
adult entertainer.
Okay.
I mean, I think that sounds better.
I'm an AE.
Okay. That's just like a male who sells. There's a man on Facebook, and he is a massage therapist, but he gives happy endings, of course. Mm-hmm. And he does, let me tell you, he does it all. I have to show y'all his page.
I follow him.
You do?
Yep.
And so he does body shampoos. Yes. And I guess he, you know, trims the hairs, or I don't know if he actually waxes or cuts it or whatever, but he does grooming. He does grooming for women. He does the body shampoos. He does massages. And, you know, in a roundabout way, he says he does a happy ending. So he says that he is a female groomer. Mm-hmm. And that he's also some type of pleasure something. I have to remember what it is. But this is how it becomes legal for him. But remember I told y'all there was like this fine line of titles that you could give yourself to where people couldn't come after you.
Yeah.
Regulatory wise, because if you don't regulate for the specific thing that I'm calling myself, you can't call me on my shit. So if there's nowhere in the statutes of licensing that a male grooming females, because you don't know what I'm doing. Do you have to have a permit to be a pet groomer? Do you have to have a license to be a pet groomer?
No, I don't think so. I think you just have to be trained.
Yeah. So my thing is,
because like I've never seen anybody go to pet grooming school.
Right.
I mean,
I think you just kind of learn it along the way.
It's some sort like of a training.
It's like manicuring, like nail tech type situation.
Yeah, you still got to cut nails and well, you know, let me go back. Because
it wouldn't be like hair cutting, like.
But well, there's not an official pet grooming school. Pet grooming isn't like regulated by LLR.
They about to change that after this conversation.
I'm sure. I mean, but
that's money on the table. They missing.
Licensing authorities have a hard enough time trying to keep up with just the people who already have existing licenses within the beauty and barber, the doctors of, you know, veterinarians, regular medical doctors, nurses, different things like that. They ain't really got time to come after somebody else who basically has a niche or a specialization in something that they don't cover. Okay, you remember back a couple years ago when everybody started doing yoni steaming, right? Mm-hmm. Yoni steaming was not governed by state, federal licensing authorities. But when they saw how much money and how populated that niche became, they began to go after the women providing yoni steams. Because they figure, these women ain't about to be out here doing this and I ain't getting my cut. And that's why I said, why not make prostitution legal so that these women can go and pay their taxes, yet have the autonomy to do what they love in the comfort of their own, you know, environments, and not feel like that they are going to go to jail behind it. You know what I'm saying? That's what you choose to do.
Yeah, but then they're going to have to get all these regulations on their body. They're going to have to get tune-ups and checkups and mandates. And
I mean, but if you're a sex worker, isn't that what you should be doing?
I mean, you should be doing that anyway, yes.
Right.
You would want to do that anyway, but still. Right.
It's the same way with...
You got to come in and have... Don't they have to come into your place of business now and do, like, checkups or pop-ups and make sure it's sanitary and...
Yeah.
So...
I don't feel like that would be... If I'm allowed to do that, why wouldn't I want somebody to come into...
Maybe that's... Probably they don't want you to come into their privacy.
Or even do CEUs on, because let's say the sex worker doesn't have people to come to her house. Let's say she decides she wants to see all her clientele at a hotel. Like, every time I renew my cosmetology license or my massage therapy license or my aesthetic license, I have to go online and take these sanitation and sterilization classes, where I'm told for the 50 millionth time, hey, any implements you use, this is how you have to disinfect them. If you decide to do this type of practice, this is how you make sure, you know, these implements don't harbor. And then they kind of give you a refresher on bacteria and staph and different things like that, right? So I feel like if they can sit through some type of CEU class that kind of reinforces like cleanliness and sterilization and sanitation, what's the difference? because if I'm a mobile stylist, but I don't necessarily have a set place, I still have to do these requirements. Same thing with this sex worker. Even if I'm not in my own home where they could come in and assess the situation and make sure it's clean.
But still,
at least I know the guidelines of change the sheets, use a different.
Just having sanitary precautions. Yeah,
right.
Disinfect.
Get regular health screenings. If you're going to be a sex worker coming in contact with people.
At least you know the guidelines.
Right. I mean, just my thoughts. What do you think, interwebs?
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Give me my money.
Okay.
And I will give you what you want.
Oh.
The certification, education, I know. Yes, 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 yes. Agree, agree, agree. Submit.
There you go. And send me my license.
I'm okay with offering a course of how to disinfect your room before your next client comes in. I'm good with that.
I'm already a CEU provider. I could definitely provide some CEUs on that.
It kind of protects you to say what to look for in the person that you are inviting. Because how many times we knowingly and unknowingly invite people into our space and don't even subconsciously think about what we're looking for, right?
Right.
Well, not me, because I'm
so out.
But
so I give you an example.
Having these classes kind of will teach you to say,
red flag.
No.
So these classes show you what staff looks like. These classes show you these classes show you what deformities of or abnormalities of skin, hair, and nails look like. Mm-hmm. So this is something that you could just be like, oh, wait a minute.
Yes.
That's
not normal.
Yeah.
Right.
And they tell you, if you see this in the session, tell them to go be treated by their provider.
I'm going to refund you back. I got a stomach ache right now.
You ain't even got a lot.
You don't.
This shit right here don't look right. You need to get this cleared up before you come back.
So that brings me to the whole... I guess it was on TikTok or Facebook. The young lady, who does wax, had a client come in and her odor, something wasn't right. But she stopped the session and was like, hey, I think you have something going on here. I need you to go get checked by your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
But the lady was offended because she was like, yeah, I can't do this. But why would you be offended? And she's telling you something's not right down here.
And I can't continue. I can't even start.
And the one who posted it was the client. She posted this herself. Well, I feel like, she shouldn't have dismissed me like that. Well, apparently you had something going on. So she got a red flag because of her job and her CEUs and her training. Something's not right here. Right. It is not safe for me to continue on your behalf and my behalf. We're going to stop right here.
And the client
what if I'm actually smelling an infection?
Yeah.
I go ahead on and I wax you.
And I'm opening you up.
And and you hold me liable because
you got an infection.
Now, the infection is even more extreme because as in waxing you, I have exacerbated this situation, right? So now you go to your doctor now. Something is really wrong. And he asked you, what was the last thing you had done? Well, I had a wax. So now it looks like I'm liable for this odor that was there prior to me even touching you. I don't see where there's anything wrong.
I think she did the right thing. Yeah. She stopped it immediately.
Yeah, I'm not doing this. And why would you want to torture somebody like that?
Because she was there. She was on a time crunch. And she was like, well, I just came from the gym. Baby, that wasn't a gym odor. And she's trying to explain to her. Because you got to think about it in our profession. We can walk in a room and I can smell something. I'm like, yeah, that ain't right.
Right.
That's not right.
But that woman knows something. She know a gym odor versus a pH balance.
But why would you come into my facility smelling like that?
Mm.
And then I got to sit there and I got to deal with that for like the next 30 minutes? That's not fair to me.
Mm-mm. For your safety and my safety, I should not proceed.
Even when I go to the dentist, I know I'm going to the dentist to get my teeth clean. Mm-hmm. Correct. But before I actually go sit in my hygienist chair, because I've ate all day, drank coffee, whatever, whatever.
Brush your teeth and floss and
gargle and brush my freaking teeth.
Because to minimize.
Because it's not fair for them to have to smell my breath from all day.
Do that. Some people go in there with
your mouth. When I go to the doctor, I need to spruce up a minute because I've been at work all day. I need to spruce this up because you don't need to smell my all day.
That's crazy you say that because when I go to the doctor, I try to make my appointments first thing in the morning, right? And when I leave my doctor, I go home and I take a quick
wash up.
Whole bath. Yep. Mm-hmm. Or
bird bath.
Yes.
Whichever you prefer.
Before I go back to work. I really do. Because I cannot go, like, it's just uncomfortable anyway. But yeah, I do that. Either or. But if I have a late appointment, then I go home first. Mm-hmm. Yes. And do my little bird bath, whatever, and then I go. Like, yeah.
But yet you have people who
don't.
We have men who will sleep with a woman, leave that woman, and go sleep with another one, unprotected, and carry bacteria from woman to woman. Mm-hmm. We have women who do it. Sleep with a man, carry his bacteria, go sleep with another man.
We call that gangbang.
So everything that's common sense to us, or I wouldn't do it, and that's why I express CEUs, because even I've learned things in CEUs where I was just like, you know what? I knew that, but I need to be more cognizant of that, because I think sometimes in the rat race of life, we get so used to, think about it, I'm supposed to change my gloves after every patient that I see in my office. If I'm not actually physically coming in contact with fluids, I might change my gloves every other person. I might change my gloves because if I'm only touching the blood pressure cuff and something, you know, the thermometer, and I have gloves on and I have to work at a very fast pace, I may not change them, but every other or to the every third one. But once I get to three, I'm spraying down, I'm wiping down, whatever. But technically, we're supposed to change gloves and clean the room after every patient. Mm-hmm. If I had to answer that on a test, do you think I'd be like, oh, no, I might weigh every other? Hell no. I'm going to say I do that shit every person. And sometimes I think we get so caught up in time and trying to get the next person in, we skip steps. We look over certain things that we probably should not look over. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's safe to say, you know, everybody's guilty of it, you know, not being the cleanest or not being the most mindful of. This could present a situation.
Some stuff you ain't got to be mindful
of. Yeah, it's some things.
You ain't showered in 3 days.
Right.
You know them the same clothes you had on yesterday.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm big on breath. Like, I get so offended when my patients come in my room in the morning and don't brush their teeth. And I'm like, God damn. You didn't think I was... What the hell?
They get up.
They get up, put their clothes on, and come to the clinic and don't wash and don't brush their teeth.
Where are these people from? Where they come from? Who are mom and daddy?
It's a very common thing.
So we've had that conversation. Some kids, believe it or not, aren't taught. To them, it's normal. To them, it's normal not to bathe every day.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am dead serious. If you sit down and talk to some... They didn't take baths every day. It wasn't necessary. Mm-hmm. You know, my mom didn't feel like I'm dirty. I didn't do anything, so I'm good. You know, I wore these jeans one time.
It's amazing how people are raised.
And I had one, like I was telling Yosh one day, I had one young girl, mom passed away at a young age. She was raised by her dad. Her dad didn't know how to teach her how to take care of herself as a woman.
Well,
so she never learned. So it all depends. Like, she didn't know how to clean herself and to wash herself and what feminine products to buy and how to do it. She didn't have no clue. Her dad just knew, take a bath, put some clean clothes on, and go back to business. I can kind of understand
that, you know.
But they don't.
It's very common for them not to attend hygiene. Very,
very common. It is very common. They don't know how to wash their own clothes to keep themselves clean.
Right. And that's why I say, like, don't send your kids out in the world unprepared. I feel like activities of daily living should be a class in school. It should.
That's about to go away.
What's about to go away?
Because think about it, when we grew up, we learned that in health. You remember
we had health.
They don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why. Why
that was
not
done in elementary school?
Yes,
right.
So they used to take 2 weeks out, and we learned about sex education and taking care of your body. All of that went
hygiene
together,
and you know, if you had to wash your own clothes, and
well, that went away a long time ago. Yeah. That part of
even
that.
Talking to you about even taking the girls. I remember one time at school, they took all the girls, and they taught them about their menstrual cycles and how to change your. How you should change your pad every other couple of hours, or how to wash your intimate areas. Of course, going from front to back.
Mm-hmm.
using deodorant every day. Even if you didn't have the means, they tell you hit your hot spots.
Right.
But I think somehow or another the lines done got crossed. And skewed and chopped and screwed.
Well, it's definitely left up to the parents, really. Like, you cannot rely on the schools to teach your children life skills.
But we got parents who haven't been taught. So how can parents who haven't been taught teach children that they now have the right way? You see what I'm saying?
This is where,
and I think that's why I really value and cherish growing up with older women, because an older woman wasn't gonna let you not know that you needed to have a slip on, because if you didn't have your slip or your stockings on and things was shaking in your dress that didn't look nice. Think
I
about
don't even
now.
Think they make slips anymore.
They do.
They do.
Because the reason why I say that, because I was looking for a slip about a year ago because of the material of a dress that I had. And I could not. I had to go online to find it.
Look at all of the undergarments and the body shapers they have. Well, but these little girls would rather walk around with their stomach hanging out their pants than to put a body shaper on to kind of hold that in. Look at the little girl who was all over viral on the social media, where she was just walking around in crop tops with her stomach just hanging out over everything. Why you think that look good? Why you think that's appropriate?
Well, I went into the store to look for a slip. I couldn't find it in the store. I had to order it online.
There's only two places, and you will be surprised, the one place that carries slips. Actually, you would not be, because it's where old people shop.
Hamricks.
Roses.
Oh, yeah.
Half slips, floor slips, whatever you, and JCPenney's.
Yeah.
Those are the only two places
ain't gonna never
I
stop.
Have ever okay. seen a slip in a store, but it's usually where older women shop.
I don't shop Roses, and I didn't even think about JCPenney's.
Anywhere an old woman would shop.
But think about now, in this day and time, we in 2025. Think about how many young girls we see with no bra on, walking around with no bra. Think about how many we see walking around with no underwear. Hell, I know grown women who walk around with no underwear. I don't understand that, but okay.
On their job.
Same thing. Yeah. Mm. Same thing with a bonnet.
That thing's sweet.
Oh, you want to talk about a pet peeve of mine. What? Don't go out no house in no bonnet. Because I grew up in an area with older people. You don't sit on the porch with your hair rollers in your hair.
A hair scarf.
You do not leave out of the house looking like that. So you walking out of the house in a bonnet and your pajamas
inappropriate.
And then you're going to go get your nasty ass in a bed in them same pajamas when you come back in the house. You don't get on your bed in your outside clothes, baby.
My mama don't check her mailbox in pajamas or
anything on her head. You do not. I was taught and I was raised by older women in the South, in Alabama, and you did not go out the house with anything on your head unless it was a hat.
The first this is what I was taught when I grew up. The first thing you do when your feet hit the floor.
Bathroom. Brush your teeth.
And I never walked around my house with no shoes on. Bedroom shoes. You don't walk around on the floor with your bare feet. Mm-mm. You hit the toothbrush. I think that's why I'm so offended by people and their breath.
And you wash your face.
You wash your face. You brush your teeth. You make your bed before you leave the house. You don't leave your house. I will be late for work trying to make my bed up. Period.
I make my bed every day.
I just feel like there were things instilled in me. My mother told me you never go to bed with dishes in your sink. That makes roaches. You wash your dishes, you wipe your counters down. Now, do I sometimes accidentally leave a cup of something in my sink?
Well, yeah. I don't even consider that dishes one or two items.
Yeah, but a full thing of dishes in your sink, like I know people who've done it. Yeah, that's too much for me. I'm never eating over there. I never close my eyes, sit on the chair in there. There are just certain things that you should do as a woman. You should comb your hair, style your hair every day. If you're making a ponytail, if you're putting a hat on, but you don't leave your house with a scarf and or a bonnet on.
Now, if it's a nice, cute, decorative scarf tied a certain way, great. You know how some people kind of do that?
Right. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about like
bedroom scarf. Yeah, bedroom scarf. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to see you walk out. At one point in time, everybody was wearing the nice, cool, colorful do-rags. And no, don't walk out my house like that.
Yeah.
No, them inside clothes. Those aren't outside clothes.
Yeah. Then they try to get a little fancy with the pajamas where it looks like
it's called loungewear.
Loungewear. It's, I was gonna say active wear.
It's loungewear.
Loungewear. Yeah. Yeah, no.
Active loungewear. No. Let's call
but
it.
But it's
that.
Sold in the pajama section. So it's pajamas.
If you had to do it, I would take that over the obvious. Because there are some loungewears. My mama wear them, child. They call them cuddle duds. So it's a matching.
It's a whole set.
So it almost looks similar to what Neek has on today, but it's like a flint. It's a different material. It's a little lighter material.
It's lighter because you can sleep in it.
So I could almost get away. I let you get away with that almost because
a jogging material similar.
Like I have one that is literally velour, like the one I have on now, but it's really, really light and thin.
Okay.
And it's loose fitting.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it looks...
It's matching set.
It's a top and bottom. It's a top and bottom.
Okay. And it doesn't look like pajamas.
But they are.
Right.
Oh. Like, I've actually boarded a flight.
Well, it's not pajamas. It's loungewear.
Because you're lounging around the house.
So it's like for older women who, you know, let's say they don't want to get dressed, but they want to put clothes on, something appropriate, so they can actually maneuver around their house the way they don't feel like they have pajamas on.
Okay.
You ain't in your duster all day or your moon. Yeah,
and I know this is probably TMI, but I have to sleep with clothes on because I'm so afraid of something happening in the middle of the night and I need to...
You need to get up and go.
Yes, yeah. I can't sleep naked. I cannot.
Well, see, I just put a robe at the bottom of my bed. But I understand.
I cannot.
So when the storms came through a couple weeks ago... I literally made the comment to the household, hey, make sure you sleep in clothes tonight because in case we have to get up and move.
Okay.
We're ready.
Because who wants the tornado coming?
But I literally had to make that announcement. Hey, you know, tornadoes are coming in tonight. Can everybody make sure they have on clothes? It was like, well, is my moo-moo fine? Sure.
Something. I mean, you know, I probably go to bed a certain way, but at some point in the night,
I'm putting them clothes back on.
Something coming back on.
Especially if we having a male caller, a visitor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At some point in the night, it's going to come back on.
Shit.
We is not laying up in that. Shit. As my granny would say, we ain't about to lay up in here stark naked.
And free.
Free balling.
Free.
Shit.
No.
Girl, just put the robe at the foot of the bed and grab and go.
Yeah. But if a tornado come through us, we really worry
now,
about
a fire. Now,
okay, pause.
You know, I get discombobulated and I get like...
My keys in my purse are in the same spot in case I need to get up and go.
See, that's my problem. I'm all over the place.
I can't do that. Everything is in a certain place. My dog's leash is in a certain spot because if I have to move fast,
I know where it's at.
I grab and go.
Okay, I need
because
to get it. I need to get an exit plan.
On my bedpost, I hang my robe. And then I put my pocketbook on top of my robe.
Okay.
So if I ever need to dart out my house and my phone is charged right there. And let me tell you how good I done got it. When my pocketbook hangs, I put my phone on the charger and I stick it just like this in my pocketbook. Nigga, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay, so that's my problem. I do not have an exit plan strategy for my home.
Girl, so you just kind of throw your keys.
I'm over the.
And see, I've learned.
I need an exit plan strategy for my house in case.
You have to get out fast. And I've had to get myself, the kids, and two dogs out of an apartment because somebody else's alarm went off. And we had to do it quick.
Okay.
And so just put your stuff in the same spot, grab and go.
Yeah. So I need to say, if something happened in this room, that room, this room, this room, this is the plan for each exit.
That's right.
That's what I need to do. And I need to be, I don't have a plan for my keys. I don't have a station for nothing.
And that's what you need. Because my dog's leash is in the same spot. My car keys are in the same spot. Oh, my phone is in.
I'm dead.
Because that way, you don't have to think about it. It's automatic.
I'm burnt up.
It's grab and go.
I'm toast.
Even windows.
Yeah.
You need to, I didn't realize this until I bought this house that I have now because it's older. I don't think they opened a couple of the windows in the house.
I've never opened my windows.
Exactly. So when we tried to open a couple of the windows, they wouldn't open. So we literally had to go out there and like pry them open in order. So when I moved in, I opened every window in the house, but it was a couple of them that I couldn't open. I was like,
they were,
damn,
like, painted
are they sealed shut? What's going on? But it wasn't. So you think about it. If you had to just up and jump out the window, you got to make sure you can get out that motherfucker.
I take it back. I did open it maybe twice.
And if a lot of people don't understand either, I had to learn with having kids. Their bedroom was upstairs. Mine was down. What if I can't get to them upstairs?
Right.
So what you do?
So what I did was I bought a fire ladder.
Right.
And I taught my kids how to hook it to the windowsill to get out because my bedroom was downstairs. Mm. Theirs was upstairs. I mean, it's like a grab and go.
Mm-hmm. Put a little trampoline at the bottom so they can jump.
No,
down.
It's a ladder.
The ladder comes all the way down to the bottom.
It literally hooks to the ceiling.
I know, I'm talking about, but put a trampoline down at the bottom so they can just
jump.
Baby,
we ain't firefighters.
Oh, okay.
Ain't nobody.
And who the hell?
Look.
No.
Okay, that's just for TV, y'all. Don't do it. People on TV be lying
to us.
Do not
watch Chicago.
Do not believe.
No Chicago PD. Okay.
Whoever you watch, don't watch them people.
Tell her where they can find us, Miss Trampoline.
They can find us on all social platforms at The Very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast. And never miss an episode on our website at The Very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast.com. And send us an also very necessary letter at The Very V-A-R-Y necessarypodcast@gmail.com. And I'm very interested in this, what is it? Registering prostitution. Because I really do. No, seriously. I think it's a bright idea. Like, come on now. Like, that is probably genius.
It is.
Because it's educating, is self-awareness. You're getting paid to do what you want to do. And you have the right to reject, to inform someone else of something they probably been neglecting and probably misinformed about their own health or whatever. I think it's a bright idea.
So we're legalizing sex work.
Yeah,
and you got to renew your license every 2 years.
Like
everybody else.
Yes, I think that's a bright idea. I might sign up for it. Okay. And so,
pitch it to your local what is it, councilwoman or
yes.
Congress or whoever.
Yes, your local law people, whoever, lawmakers. Hey. Yes.
Oh, and what we didn't do today, because we got so busy
I'm
talking.
Not going to really do it, but
Sue
you know.
Is out. So in her absence, of course, we have Nurse Neek standing hey. In. You know we always do some patient yes. education when she on the damn
always.
Show.
Don't do me like that.
So, it's okay. I mean, hey, that's a good thing. I think they need more of that.
Poxy pointing, Phyllis, at your
yeah.
service.
Take care of that hygiene, y'all.
And how sweet we
oh,
it?
Take care of your spiritual, emotional, and what is it?
Physical.
Because look, we fucking that
is
up.
Always necessary.
And hygiene too.
Yeah, we out.
We out.